Yeah, I thought I actually was going to have a terrible time. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to literally mirror what my real life was before I went into the villa. So I really did not think I was going to find anything.
Welcome back to the Morning News.
Welcome back to the Morning News. Thank you for listening and sharing. Today we have a special edition of the podcast for you. We're joined by an amazing guest. Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is Love Island Season 1 winner and fitness model, Timna Shutu. How are you doing?
I mean, thank you for having me. I'm very, very excited to be on here. One of my first podcasts ever. So yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
We're super excited for the talk. 2022... Happy New Year to you. And this is a concept that really confuses me, because when is it too late to say Happy New Year?
I think you can basically say Happy New Year when you see someone for the first time, even if it's like in February, I guess. I don't think there's really much of a time limit to it. But I mean, the 10th day of the year is still a Happy New Year. So yeah.
I always really want to say it, but I think the person will think I'm weird when I'm now saying Happy New Year in April. On the topic of the New Year, are you one of those people that believe in setting resolutions?
I 100% believe in setting new goals for the year. I think it's a very important step in achieving what you want and having an idea of what you want. Keeps you motivated, especially if you've got things written down. You've got certain reminders every single day. It's really good to help you keep you going for the year. Some of my New Year's resolutions, obviously, is to shed some of the extra weight that I gained last year and during the festive season, just to refocus what I believe in, which is obviously fitness and transforming my body and helping others transform their bodies. And yeah, just to be more active, especially on my socials, my handle Workouts by Timna on Instagram. And yeah, just to keep the fire burning and to ignite new levels. I think everyone had such a draining year last year and in 2020. So 2022 feels like a new slate for everyone. So I'm really excited to see what this year holds.
I really love that for you, and I can't wait to see you achieve it all. You spoke about working out. Is that something that you chose to pursue after Love Island, and are you pursuing it full time?
You know, I think last year was such a whirlwind and was such a revolutionary year for me. I explored more of my other interests. I'm sure people could see on my Instagram, I ventured into more fashion. You know, people, they know that I love my wigs and I love to have my hair done, my nails done, my makeup. So I think I was more of a glam girl last year. And yeah, I just want to refocus more this year on the fitness. I will say that I have been slacking a little bit, but you always go back to your core and your roots, and fitness for me is that. And I honestly cannot wait to go back into it.
Let's work out and show these summer bodies. I think it's really good that you saw where you were lacking and you made the conscious effort to try and be more consistent.
100%.
Today's a very special episode. We asked your supporters to reach out with questions they've been dying to ask. So today you're on the hot seat, ma'am.
100%. I'm ready.
And your fans really love you. They sent so many questions in. They wanted to hear so much from you.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure they bombarded you with so many questions. They are so keen for everything and they're just so curious and they're so caring and so supportive, and I love them so much. Honestly, I wouldn't be here without them.
The craziest thing is that most of the replies weren't even questions. They were just, I love you, Timna. I can't wait to see you, Timna. What did you eat today for breakfast, Timna?
They are so loving. They are so sweet. I love them so much, honestly.
So today, the first question on Q&A with Timna is, how was it growing up in Mossel Bay?
You know, when you're a kid, you don't really know that you live in a small town or that you're missing out and certain things. So growing up, especially Elokshini, which in South Africa means the hood, it was a lot of fun. I used to play from the morning until the evening. I used to come home dirty, playing on the streets, on the sand and everything. So I had a really good childhood. My mom was a bit strict, but you know, she wasn't really that bad. So obviously I grew up with my twin brother, which is always fun. You have someone looking after you, looking after them. And yeah, I had a really, really great childhood, I must say.
As a little girl in this small town, did you ever feel that there was something more for you. Were you ever open to the idea of being on TV?
Not at all. As a child, I was very sporty. I was very artsy. So those were my like primary interests. You know, my family lived in other cities. So I would go, you know, Durban, Cape Town. I wasn't really exposed to like being on TV and aspirations to be on TV, but I knew that I wanted to do something very artistic. Broadway, singing. Yeah. So that's basically where my interests lie.
You spoke about playing sports. And in an alternate reality, could you see yourself as Timna the Olympian? What was the dream?
I had a lot of interests as a kid. I think into my teenagers and, you know, earlier years of my adulthood, I started focusing more on sports and rehab of sports. So I studied sports massage therapy. I wanted to work with sports teams. And then obviously I also studied sports management. So I wanted to do the fitness side of it and I wanted to do the rehab side of it. So I was definitely gunning for a career in sports, you know, whether it be a fitness training or rehab. So that was basically my interest.
That's very interesting. Interesting. And do you think there are aspects from the sport that you played that helped fuel this love for fitness?
100%. I mean, I like to know every aspect of what I'm doing. So, you know, doing the hard work and then knowing what's behind the healing and the recovery part of it, I think helped me formulate my programs much better. You know, just helped me get an idea of, okay, with the exercise comes the recovery and the nutrition part of it and all that stuff. I think it definitely helped me know what I'm doing more in depth, I would say.
That's so cool. And it brings us to the second question, which you sent, which is, have you ever been insecure in life? And how were you able to get over that?
100%. I think even the most beautiful women in the world have some sort of insecurity. And I think a lot of insecurity comes with comparing yourself with someone else, which is something that I've learned not to do, especially in the beginning of my fitness journey, because I was very thin. I wasn't really athletic looking at all. And I just remember starting the journey. Now, obviously, you have like a benchmark. You follow fitness people on Instagram and you're like, oh gosh, I wonder how long it's going to take me to look like that. And I think that is something that we need to learn to stop doing immediately and just focus on documenting our own journeys, you know, taking pictures of yourself from day zero and then tracking your progress to day 100 and gaining motivation from that rather than comparing yourself. So yeah. And you know, sometimes you take a picture, you take a video and you're just not looking too nice in the video. Yeah. I think we need to kind of be not as hard on ourselves as we are and just give ourselves room to grow and to just experience things, you know. So yeah, definitely have had my days of insecurity, but you know, I learned to snap out of it very quickly.
I really believe that whenever you look at someone and you see something that they have that you don't, you also have something that you have that they don't. And it's just really appreciating that, because the thing is, if you keep on comparing yourself, you'll never be happy.
Exactly. 100%.
Something a lot of people speak about is the reception from the audience. And as you progressed on this journey of Love Island, did you receive negative comments from the audience? Did you receive hate mail and all?
Thankfully, we did not have our phones on us or any kind of contact with the outside world besides family, but through messaging. You know, you have people that take messages, anything you want to say to your family, they will relay that message for you. So I did not get to see anything, any kind of messages, emails, social media posts until I got out of the villa, and then we got our phones. So after the finale, 95% of it was positive. I did not really focus on the 5% that wasn't, but you know, I know that not everyone is going to like me or believe in the things that I believe in, and that is 100% fine. So it doesn't really bother me, but obviously the love was just so overwhelming. I couldn't even focus on the negative, even if I wanted to. It just does not hold any kind of weight.
I'm really curious on you getting your phone back. When you opened these apps, how was it when you saw thousands of new followers, thousands of likes? How was that for you?
I could, but that wasn't really my main focus in life. I didn't even think that the show was going to be as big as it was. So I didn't really expect much from the public. I was just like, oh, okay, you know, lucky me, I won this competition. And yeah, that was it. And I came back unscathed and I was good. So I didn't really worry about, you know, what would happen on socials.
Another question is, were there behavioral changes with family and friends before and after the show?
Not at all. Everyone that knew me before the show still treats me the same afterwards. Maybe they're a little bit more outspoken. second because they've maybe seen my personality more on the show. But other than that, everything's been the same.
Dating and lifestyle shows really confuse me because where's the line drawn between I'm acting for a TV show and I'm actually here looking for love? With that, what's the goal of Love Island and what was your personal goal?
Okay, so basically the goal in general of Love Island is singles going on the show. You basically live with everyone 24/7, so you get to know them. There's a lot of conversation that happens between you and a potential partner or you and friends. And then we have challenges where we do the challenges with people we've coupled up with, or, you know, even other people that we haven't coupled up with. There is a time where the recoupling and couplings are done, where a selection of people get to select, or maybe the opposite sex, maybe boys get to choose, girls get to choose, and you share a bed with the person that you're coupled up with, and yeah, hope the audience falls in love with you and votes for you until the end. Hope you always get coupled up with. If not, you get dumped from the villa. And yeah, that's basically the format of the show. I basically was just kind of trying to get to know what it is that maybe I'm doing wrong when it comes to dating, because I had been single for a while and my interactions with guys were not really, it wasn't really working out for me. So I was trying to just get to know myself and put myself in a position where I'm challenged emotionally, physically. And yeah, so that was basically me. I just wanted to get to know myself more. And I knew that, you know, doing that on television and on a show where you can't really escape, you're being watched 24/7 and being around people 24/7. So I knew it was going to be something that's way out of my comfort zone. I just felt like at the time I wanted something challenging like that in my life.
Wasn't it weird having lights constantly on you, cameras constantly watching you? And were you always an extroverted person?
I've always been an extrovert. I'm just a lot of the times picky about who I interact with. So yeah, I've never been shy. I've never been a quiet type, but it takes me a while sometimes to open up, but I'm very much an extrovert.
I really think I'm the same. Another question is, what is a point in your life that you felt was your downfall and how did you get over that?
I've never really thought my life was at a downfall at any stage. There's been days that were tough. There's been months that were very tough. And I'm glad that I took the chance to do something that's out of my comfort zone. And yeah, it worked out very well, I would say.
You doing so well in Love Island, did that create any problems that affected your day-to-day life? Did you, as people say, suffer from success?
I would say that because we didn't have our phones in the villa, I think getting our phones back, I think that was one of the biggest challenges, because it's like you're so used to life. I mean, I lived for 2 months without my phone, and suddenly you get your phone, people are blowing up your phone, and it gets a little bit overwhelming. But other than that, I don't think that there's been any major challenges, except for, you know, the moving into apartments and trying to furnish an apartment. It's tricky. And then also just feeling the responsibility to do more. I think when people get on TV, they don't want to go back into their shells. They want to do more and expand more. So I think also just finding my feet in that aspect and finding, you know, what I want to focus on in life, and if there are any changes or I need to alter anything, like, you know, creating more content and things like that. So I think there comes a little bit of pressure when it comes to that, but other than that, hasn't really been any major challenges.
That's very interesting. Timna, you know, a lot of people suffer from relationship problems. They just can't find the right person. That's not you, because you've found a healthy, loving relationship that we all see and want to recreate. And that leads us on to our next question, which is, how do you keep such a healthy relationship?
I'm going to sound like such a broken record, but definitely being open, communicating. Don't ever hold your feelings back because you feel like you are disturbing your partner's peace. Always speak about what bothers you, but always have a manner in which you speak about it. Don't be combative. Speak about your insecurities. Speak about your past. Speak about, you know, your triggers and what they are, what your boundaries are. So just always let people into your head, let your partner into your head, and let them know exactly what you're feeling. Even if it's something that's painful, you always have to remember that you and your partner are a team and you need to face things together and support each other. So I think that would be one of the key things to a healthy relationship, and also just have fun, be spontaneous, learn your partner's love languages, what they want, you know, if they want gifts, if they want affection, if they want space, and, you know, things of that nature.
What are some of your love languages?
Definitely physical touch, quality. I think it's actually all of them, to be honest, because I cannot get enough of all of them. So I want everything. I want all of them together. So yeah, I think definitely my love language is everything.
Baby Cakes 08 would like to know, Timna, did you ever think you'd find a handsome and loving man? She spelled handsome with an H. A handsome man.
I did not, Baby Cakes 08. I thought I was going to get on the show and just have no luck as I did in real life. Yeah, I thought I actually was going to have a terrible time in the villa. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to literally mirror what my real life was before I went into the villa. So I really did not think I was going to find anything.
You spoke about it reflecting your real life. What was going on in your relationships that made them turn out how they were?
I think a lot of the times, maybe I was interacting with men that were insecure, men that probably thought things of me like I probably have 100 guys in my DMs. I just dealt with people that weren't sure of themselves. So I think that's what kind of went wrong in my dating life before.
It's really unfortunate that you had to go through that. And I genuinely believe that if you're insecure, you need to work on loving yourself before you love someone else, because you're going to get into a relationship with someone when you aren't fully confident in yourself and you're going to project your insecurities onto them, which really isn't good for anyone. Another question that filled our request was, do you see yourself marrying Ulibo?
I get a lot of these questions, I must say. I'm not the type of person that's really, really big on marriage, I must say. Even as a child, as a teenager, and my young adult life, I never really pictured marriage, kids, and all that. So, you know, if it does happen, then great. If it doesn't happen, I don't think there's anything wrong with being somebody's life partner and just living your life with someone. It doesn't really have to have a title like marriage, but we'll see what happens in the future.
So you believe you can be someone's life partner, but not necessarily be married to them?
Yes. I don't see anything wrong. I know in African culture, it's very much frowned upon. You have to have a title. There has to be a dowry and all that. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Would there have been a problem if he didn't ask you to be his girlfriend? If he just said, we're just two people seeing each other, but we aren't dating?
I think for me, what's most important is your actions as a person and how you treat the other person. I don't really think that he had to ask me, but for me, what's most important is how he treats me and the respect and the openness and the honesty and all that. Yeah.
How did that situation go when he asked you to be his girlfriend? Was it a big celebration? Was it elaborate?
It actually happened on the show. Yeah, it happened on the show. It was the whole proposal and everything. Everyone was involved. All the islanders played their role, from the guys to the girls. You know, so he did like a whole choreographed everything. I think each boy on the island had a bit of a poem to say to me. And they basically took me to every single station where words of love and affirmation were being told to me that he wrote down and gave to the boys to say to me. The girls ushered me with a song. It was a very beautiful day and the proposal was very beautiful. Everyone in the villa was happy for us. They really could feel how serious we were and still are. Everyone was involved. So it was very beautiful.
Another question is, when did you know he was the one?
I think when I could feel that I could trust him. He is a man of his word and whatever he says, he does. And he was very open with me, very honest with me. So I knew I really had nothing to worry about. And I think that was the one thing that was missing in my relationships before the villa, was that trust factor and someone who's consistent. He was and still is very consistent. He would prepare my breakfast for me. He would just be of service. And I really love that about him, is that he does things without being asked. He's always offering a hand and he's very thoughtful and very caring. So that for me was that whole package. And obviously it doesn't hurt that he's very good looking. So that for me, I was like, yep, sold.
As we get to rounding off on the podcast, we have a signature question, which is, what does happiness mean to you? So today, Timna, what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness to me means, you know, having the freedom to do certain things and be who you are and be around people that love you for that, be around people that support you for that. Happiness is being proud of yourself, loving yourself, encouraging yourself, and forgiving yourself, and being soft with yourself, and being honest with yourself. Just the ability to be that way with people around you and just enjoying the small pleasures in life.
That's such an interesting perspective that you have on happiness. And with that, I'll just like to say thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Muse today. It was an absolute honor getting to speak to you, and we wish you the best in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much. I wish you the best for your podcast and all your endeavors in life. I really enjoyed this interview, actually.
Thank you for listening to The Morning Muse. See you next week.